great good singing all the way around. We bless the Lord for that. And so take your Bible, if you will, tonight to the book of Genesis in chapter number 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And we'll look at that, and then we'll pray and be seated and look over in the book of Acts, chapter number 17. But in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1, you're able to stand. All right, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We praise you and thank you, thou art God, from everlasting to everlasting, and beside thee there's none else. Now, bless, I pray, these requests that have been mentioned. We thank you for having heard and answered prayer already. We pray that now you'd move in our midst. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. Over in the book of Acts, there's a passage over there that we ought to look at. And these were people there that were on Mars Hill. And here's by the inspiration of God, the Apostle Paul, that he's standing there in the midst of Mars Hill, and he's about to speak unto them. And he tells them in verse number 22, "And Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. For as I passed by, I beheld your devotions, and I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship him, declare I unto you. A God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples that are made with hands.'" And notice, if you will, verse 25, "Neither is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, I want to preach about nature worshipers and the Green New Deal. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that we live in a world of nature worshipers. I mean, they worship anything from the earth, the land, the sea, the air, the stars. That they'll worship anything and anybody except for God. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you, this woke movement, this bunch of tree huggers. I remember whenever I was growing up, they'd all get out there and they'd hold around them red trees out there in California, and those big gigantic, and they wouldn't let anybody harvest or anything. Since then, God's burnt most of all of that up to the ground. I got to say to you that there's a few other things that God's about to do with these Green New Dealers that they've never seen before. I remember seeing here recently AOC, you know, Alexander, that ugly-looking bug guy, jackass, favoring girl that's in office. Anyhow, she said that if we didn't do something to climate change, the world would end in 12 years. She's a liar. Do you know God said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end"? God started this thing, and God will end it up. In fact, he warns us over and over again over in the book of Matthew and says that you're going to find many false Christs will arise. They'll say, "Look, here, he's there," and that, so forth and on, and that the end is. But he said, "But fear not, the end is not yet." Only God knows when the end is going to be. And by the way, he's not going to need anybody's help trying to preserve this land or this place that we're living in. The Bible said that when we look into it in the beginning, we've read tonight, God is the creator. He created the heavens and he created the earth. Now, let me say to you that, if you will, that whenever you think about God and this creation, think about he's the creator. Number two is that he also cursed this world. You read over in the book of Genesis and over there in chapter number 3, verse 14, he put a curse upon the serpent. He said, "You're cursed above all, the cattle, all the animals, and you're going to crawl on your belly for the rest and eat dust." And as a result of that, you're going to find out that in Genesis 3:16, he put a curse upon the woman and told her the pain and the agony that she's going to suffer in childbearing because she didn't obey God. And then upon the man, he says unto them, "Cursed is the ground." God cursed the very ground that this other crowd is trying to get you and I to worship as though it were God. The reason why there's thorns and briars, when these boys here showed, I said, "What's all that on your arm there?" "I got tied up down at their deer stand." I said, "Got a briar on you, huh? Got some of them little old things there rip you. Well, you know the reason they're there and those nettles are there is because the ground is cursed and it comes. Somebody argued one time, you know, about cigarette smoking and said, well, you know, it's a plant that comes out of the ground. No, tobacco's a weed, dear friend, and came because of a curse that's put upon the ground. If you're smoking, I don't want to make you so nervous you need to light up or anything, but I'm just letting you know the facts of the deal there. See? And really, I don't care. I don't care if you smoke. I used to smoke. My slogan was, smoke them if you got them. If you ain't got them, get them. But I'd made up my mind if I was going to get lung cancer because of that, I wasn't going to have everybody standing around, you know, worrying God about something that I'd been warned about. It's awful quiet. I hope you don't need a dip of snuff or this is over. I won't say God put a curse and said you're going to earn a living by the sweat of thy face. That's what he said there. I want to say that everything ends as well as begins. It all begins and it all ends with God. And let me tell you right now is that the Green New Deal and all the thinking of this world that we're living in and this climate changer bunch is that what they're doing is that they're totally ignorant about what God said and neither do they care. Now, I told you the other day, and now I want to have it on the sermon, so I'm going to give it to you and quote it for you, that concerning climate change, here's what Nancy Pelosi said, quote, she said, I invoke religion for climate change action, and why, quote, for me, it is a religious thing. I believe that this is God's creation, that we have a moral obligation to be good stewards and so we can pass it on to future generations. She must have never read that part about where God cursed this earth. Not only is she ignorant about it, but let God be true and Nancy Pelosi the liar that she is. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, you'll find out that another one says and makes the statement. While you're turning over there to the book of Genesis, and I want you to look there in Genesis 9, just hold it there. But you know, there's some of these religious claiming to be scholarly people that are talking about, well, you know, the ice glaciers, they're melting away real fast. And as a result of that, you know, if it all melts, then we're going to all drown. Have they never read about the rainbow? No, they haven't. They don't care. I want to say that when you begin to look in Genesis in chapter number 9, about verse number 13, there's a passage, and here's what God says unto Noah. He says, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass that when I bring a cloud over the earth, and that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon him, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. I want to say that when you look into it, you realize that's the reason God put a rainbow in the sky is because it's a covenant that God remembers that I destroyed all the world and everything that was there in Noah's day except for him and his wife and his three sons and their wives and the creatures that he brought upon the ark. But he said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I got to say to you that when we look into it, is that this world that we're living in is no doubt more wicked and more corrupt than it's ever been. People like old John Kerry, what an ugly looking, stupid looking person he is, and how dumb we are to allow such in our country. There's a man there that promotes all this mess and puts it and talks about, you know, that people ought not to be using fossil fuel. And the hypocrite just flew in on an airplane, a private jet, and that's fueled and operates by fossil fuel. That's how godless and wicked that it is. Now, I'm not against, listen, if you got an electric vehicle, I'm not against that. I just don't want you shoving that down my throat. Peter Doocy, I admire the fact that he asked Jen Psaki. Not only is she redheaded, she's ugly. Not only is she ugly, she's stupid. And let me tell you right now is that he asked her and said, you know, the president, does he have an electric vehicle? Does he own one? Well, Peter, you know, and she starts, I need to get me a red wig so I can play her part. But, you know, presidents don't do a lot of driving, you know, and all of that business there. And Peter Ducey said, wait a minute. He's on TV with revving up his Corvette and bragging about all the cars he's got and shows him driving down the road. Does he own an electric vehicle? And, of course, you know, he kept hammering at, and she, no, naturally he doesn't. She went to talking about other presidents, even in or out of office. They don't drive a lot. I understand. Does the president own? He's the one that's promoting electric vehicles. I got to say to you that, if you will, that people that are like that, people that are just so perverted in their mind, perverted in their thinking. You realize that, oh, they're talking about the reason why that they're worried about fossil fuels and this and that. I told you earlier that AOC said that if we don't do something for climate change, 12 years the world will be destroyed. Let God be true and AOC a liar.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It may be ended before then, but I guarantee you it won't be because of climate change.
Right.
I want to say to you that whenever you know, they're talking about the ozone. Nobody knows nothing about the ozone. I guarantee you that lying, cheating bunch of scientists that are trying to tell you about the ozone, the hole in it, and this and that. And if you want to believe in that, fine. Just don't talk that mess around me. See what I'm talking about? Talking about how big, you know, that the hole in the ozone is. You know what these are? This is a bunch of freaks that hadn't got anything better to do. And they're worshiping nature, and they're worshiping their own assumptions that they've got. That's just like, hey, did you know Hillary Clinton now? She's been tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
I'm sorry she's got COVID and all this and that. I've been hoping she'd be dead a long time ago. I was hoping she'd just die, you know, and be thrown into hell. But that's not my business. That's God's business. She's such a wicked and such a godless anti-American woman. Isn't that amazing how that a womanizing husband, he tested negative? He must be running with a cleaner bunch of whores than he used to. And then to be able to cover their tracks, she said, I'm so glad we've got good medicines and vaccines to where that even if we do get sick, we don't hurt as bad as we would have if we had. What a bunch of hypocrites that is. If you believe that when she says junk like that, I bet you'd believe her listening, talking to about the ozone layer. I want to say another thing to it. Is that, do you know that nature does teach something that man won't follow? Doeth not even nature teach you itself that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him. But if a woman have long hair, and you know what, in the day and hour we're living in, of course, them people in Ukraine, let me tell you, they're not worried about the clean new deal. I tell you what I think, and my heart's broken, and I'm saddened about it. You would think that our country, being a land of the free, would want to lend the kind of help needed to be able to turn Russia back or either annihilate them. You would think that, but I promise you that our president and all of his cabinet, they're so low down, sorry, good for nothing, they're waiting for that president of that country to be killed. That's what they're waiting on. And then they're going to talk and praise him about how he stood, this and that, blah, blah, blah. I got to tell you, it's a wonder that as sorry as they are, their old tongue don't rot clean out of their mouth while it's there being speaking. I got to say to you, make no mistake about it, is that the Bible said that a woman ought to have long hair and a man ought to have short hair. We got it all backwards. Now we got like that woman, that Jackson, that black, I call her a black Jackson. And there she is, you know, just a liar and a cheater, and she is in favor of child molesters and can't give a definition of what a woman is. I've said to you over and over again, now I'm going to tell you right now, is that I'm not much on the Supreme Court to begin with. I think they look like a bunch of old people that come out of a nursing home somewhere and don't really know what's going on. And they're not all of them that way, but I tell you, I don't have a lot of confidence in a black woman, a white woman, or any other color woman. Why isn't somebody hollering discrimination whenever he made a choice out of four black women? In this country, you've got to hire a certain amount of a color, of a different color, if you've got a big business and all this and that. But here they have openly discriminated and not chosen from other good qualified women that ought to be keepers at home. But he's chosen out of four black women. Is that discrimination or what? I got to say to you, when you begin to look into it, is that here's what you'll notice while you turn to the book of Mark, chapter number 13. In the book of Mark, in chapter 13. Man ought to look like a man, a woman ought to look like a woman. And you'll find out is that if you don't know if you're a man or you're a woman and you're having trouble deciding that, all you need to do is go back there in the restroom and take a good look. And if you still can't figure it out, somebody can explain it to you. In the book of Mark, chapter number 13, verse 28, I want to say to you that nature teaches, the only thing nature does teach is that people don't pay any attention to. Chapter 13, the book of Mark, in verse number 28. And the Bible said, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree when her branch is yet tender and put it forth leaves, ye shall know that summer is near. So in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it's nigh even at the doors. And verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, and neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when the time is." I want to say to you, the Bible says in Matthew 24, and we haven't got to turn there, but there's going to be wars and there'll be rumors of wars. And the Bible said that whenever you begin to look into it, is that the sun, God placed it to rule over the day, the moon, to rule over the night, and the stars that he placed in heaven. Now, these are things that God said. Now, I want to give you a couple of passages, and then we're going to be closing. One of them, don't turn there, but in the book of Amos in chapter number 5 and about verse number 26, he talked about the star of their God, and they got to where they were stargazers and worshipers. But in the book of Acts chapter 7, we'll use a couple of passages there to close down. You'll find that in the day and hour that we're living in is that folks don't mind worshiping God, creation, and the stars. That's the reason why some people, when they get up in the morning time, you know, they can't even have their first cup of coffee until that they finally read their horoscope and found out, you know, what's going to be happening there. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 42 and 3, here's what he says. He says, saying, Acts chapter 7, in verse number 42, "Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven." Those are stars and planets and things of that nature. "As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, verse 43, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Rephaim, figures which ye made to worship them, and I'll carry you away unto Babylon." This is nothing new in the sight of God, never has been. Listen, there's always been a few stargazers, star worshipers. That doesn't make you one if you're curious about your horoscope tomorrow. It doesn't, but you know, you better be careful about putting too much stock. See what I'm talking about? I want to tell you, this crowd that we're looking at that's got all this stirred up and all this Green New Deal and so forth and on, most of that crowd there, they're anti-God, they're anti-America, they're anti-everything good, right, moral, and decent. If what we got in the office of president at the White House, if that's not the sorriest bunch that we've ever had in leadership, I shudder to think what the sorry one that's coming is. See? And let me tell you right now is that I still reread it over and over again, is that military take an oath that they'll protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I keep wondering why they're not taking care of that bunch that we've got in office. They're the biggest enemies to the Constitution that we've ever had. I don't know about you, but it's just about got me. I'd be glad to go back to frontier justice like on Gunsmoke. One thing I've learned about Gunsmoke, you ain't got to be the fastest shot. You just got to be the most accurate shot. Every time, it's like this right here. Boom, boom. You know, he's the second boom. I thought, my word, it's a good thing the other old boy couldn't shoot that. Matthew, you'd be dead. I got to say to you that, if you will, that what a wicked crowd we live amongst in the day and hour we're living in. I watched all of them around. You know, as the president's over there now and going to be there over there in Europe with NATO and all that bunch of nutsos at NATO. And I thought, I just was wondering if any of those secret agents that are protecting the president, if they're thinking, man, what a nasty job this is. What a disgusting thing and hole we've dug for ourselves. I don't know about you, in closing, I want to say this. I'm glad my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I want to close. I mentioned the other day about gold and the government taking all that and stuff, but I called about the gold deal again today. I asked a guy, I said, now, I want to ask you something. I'm talking to, I know the tune, American Gold and Diamond thing. I said, now, tell me how the thing works. And here's what he said, well, you know, you just, whatever, you tell me however much you want. And then, you know, I said, well, there's got to be a fee going in or coming out or both. And he said, well, ours is all up front for now. That doesn't mean that we can't go ahead later on and charge you another fee, so forth and on. I said, okay, sir, here's the deal, is that if the government dollar gets to where it's worth nothing, absolutely nothing, it's just paper now. And I've got some gold, and I bring it up there to churn it in to you. What do I get in the place of it? Now, here's what he said, I quote, well, how in the hell should I know? At least he was honest. I said, so you're charging $3 an ounce. I said, so if I were to buy, let's just say, 200 ounces of silver, that means two to three, I'm going to pay $600 in a fee going in. Yeah. So then I said, well, I have one last question, and the one I just got through giving you was the last question. I mean, that's...